We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Okay, here we are. It's BJ and Jamie filling in for BJ just for a couple days. Is Sean doing a fine job, by the way?
Thank you very much.
I'm overusing this bell. All right. That way it's out of my way. Well, you know how you have like a little, it's like a fidget spinner you have it in front of you. By the way, speaking of fidget spinners, did you see what I posted on Facebook? The fidget spinner fingernails?
I saw that.
Oh my God.
How annoying would that be to have that on your
fingers? I would never be able to stop. So what they've done, and you can go to our Facebook page and you can check it out. So they've done acrylic nails, and then they've drilled little holes in the acrylic nails and added teeny tiny little fidget spinners. It gives me anxiety just thinking about it. It's too much. All right. Anyway, what we said we were going to talk about is this. Now, I have a little boy, so this is not a deal with us, the American girl craze. But, your daughter, right?
She was right at the end, so we didn't have to do the American dolls, American girl dolls.
Right.
But we did have, like, the Barbies and the life-size Barbies.
You had a life-size Barbie?
We did have a life-size Barbie in the house.
I think that's valuable now.
Oh, we had to get rid of it.
How come?
Because our son was sleeping with it. And so we felt like it was...
Just stop. The end of the sentence should be... Wait a minute. I guess we can talk about him because he's in the mountains.
Yeah.
So how old was he?
Oh, shoot. Maybe 7, 8 years old.
7 or 8.
And that would have made her 5. Yeah, so that would have been about right.
So he was sleeping with her gigantic... life-size doll.
Yeah, we caught him. He had it in the bed, and he was all tucked in, real nice, and covered on the pillow. And then we were like, "Hey, buddy, you can't sleep with that big old doll." And he's like, "Why not? She sleeps with it. I want to sleep with it. I don't want to sleep alone. Sometimes I want someone in here with me."
Well, that's sweet. That's kind of mean, actually, now that you say it like that.
I think it was an excuse.
Now, life-size Barbie... did she have boobs?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
They were there. There were bumps there.
Plastic bumps.
Little plastic bumps. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Well, this is interesting. I don't recall ever hearing this story of your son sleeping with life-size Barbie.
Well, you have now. True story.
Anyway, going back to this, the American girl. I just
he liked girls at an early age.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of sad because he wanted comfort, and he got comfort from a life-size doll. And you two took her away and threw her away in the trash.
Yeah, snatched her right up.
So mean.
He was just had his little face pushed against the glass as we loaded her into the trash can. I remember fogging up the window. Bye, Barbie.
I loved you. We had some great nights together. Oh, dear God. Anyway, American Girl is, like I said, I have a little boy, so I know a lot of friends that have these American doll girls things. I guess they're still, I guess they're super expensive.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Well, guess what? They're going to give you separate underwear.
Oh, finally.
It was a huge backlash from the parents. The doll company, I guess, previously announced that its popular 18-inch doll... Oh, you know what I was thinking.
What?
Pat, your son, would be super happy to know the doll he's getting their panties back.
Yeah, he would be. he would. I should
Barbie... I'm fascinated by this, by the way. What did Barbie wear at night with him?
She had a little nightgown, a little pink nightgown. Oh. I remember. Yeah, it was a long... kind of nighty, with flowers on it, little white ones.
Someday, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be like, did you talk about me sleeping with a Barbie? the dog company said that, look, we hear your complaints. Parents took to social media to complain about the change, calling the decision a cost-cutting move that decreased the value of the dolls. Mm. So what, well, that'd be weird to ask you if you knew the answer. I'm guessing then they came pre-printed on the doll?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, the underwear were already attached and permanently attached so that you couldn't remove them. And people don't like that. I mean, it's a fashion statement. I'm looking at the website, and they do have different, like accessories. And so you would have a matching set of, you know, undies with a t-shirt and underwear on your doll.
By the way, somebody just texted and said they're $100 each.
Woo!
American Girl decided to reverse a decision announcing any new dolls being developed will now come with removable underwear. That is fantastic news. By the way, speaking of which, you told me off the air that your mom is a doll collector.
Yes.
So Sean, if you guys don't know, Sean's mom has moved into the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Take that in for a minute.
Yeah.
Sean's mom is single now and sold her house, and she's moved into the basement with her, now I'm learning, doll collection.
Yes, she has a doll collection, and they're the big, like, porcelain dolls, you know? They're
right?
Like, she super has some creepy. From when she was a kid, super creepy looking, and they're on stands, and so she's got this big shelf, and she didn't want to box them up because she felt like that would be bad for the clothing.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah. So you guys made trips back and forth from Colorado Springs with dolls.
Dolls. Yeah, in the car, and then now we've got them. I guess we'd call them displayed. Now, you're storing them, but on a display.
I don't.
Fashion.
And I know you don't know this either. What happens when you get older? Why do you start collecting dolls to revert to your childhood? Is that what we're doing here?
I think that it does have that nostalgia to it. It reminds you of being a kid. It reminds her of being young.
Does she
young.
Play with them?
No. She just looks at them. I think it also reminds her.
Does your son sleep with them?
No. Not yet.
Because, I mean, for your son, it's like a menage a trois
going on
downstairs. Like, yeah. He's like, woo, orgy, Barbie orgy.
Yeah, it's Fantasy Factory.
Yeah. I just realized all those kids are in the car right now.
Oh, it's after 8.
Yeah, they go to school at like 8:25.
Oh.
So they're asking their parents, hey, what are they talking about?
Why didn't I get a life-size Barbie?
Right?
Oh, my God. DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.